This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. How do you survive times of darkness as you live life on this earth? Are you paralyzed by fear, or do you somehow find courage to ride out the storm? In today's message, we'll talk about those who have survived some amazing trials and yet remained calm and secure. Please stay with us today.
Every human life experiences dark days of difficulty, where we can't see the hand of God or feel the presence of the Spirit. Storms rage around us, trapping us in our fear. How do we ride out the storms of life? Today's gospel comes from Mark 6, verse 45 and following. Immediately after the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars, because the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out, because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, when life becomes difficult and the storms roar and rage, help us not to panic or be paralyzed by our fear. Even when the days are dark, tune our ears to hear your voice and strengthen our faith to believe your promises and trust your presence. In your name we pray. Amen. I always love to read the comics in the newspaper. One of my favorites is Charles Schultz's Peanuts cartoon, The Adventures of Charlie Brown and His Gang. Snoopy, one of the main characters, Charlie Brown's dog, strives frequently to be an author, and he always begins his writing, "It was a dark and stormy night." The storms of life are difficult to endure. Let's talk together about storm survival. We were on a family vacation in the late 1980s at Lake of the Woods in Minnesota, close to the northwest angle. We were out in our boat on the water, and the children began to laugh, pointing at my wife Denise. Her hair had begun to stand straight up. There was so much electricity in the air that her hair was lifting. I looked to the west, and sure enough, there was huge thunderheads building up. Thunderbolts and lightning flashing to the ground. It was foreboding, and we got off the water as fast as we could. The disciples of Jesus were caught in a storm. Many of us experience storms of life in our journey. Perhaps it's a loved one who is very sick, or we lose our job, or we're in the midst of a difficult relationship that does not seem to change. or we struggle with addictions. How do we survive? How do we ride out the storm? How do we even breathe when we're paralyzed by our fear and we think, God, where are you? The disciples of Jesus had heard Jesus call them. They had left all to follow him. Many times in the Gospel of Mark, their response to what they experience alongside Jesus is the question, who is this man? And what does it all mean? And what does it mean for me? As Mark shares the story, they were with Jesus experiencing and seeing him exorcise demons or heal the sick or lame, calm the sea, or feed the 5,000 from a few loaves and a couple fish. Obviously, they knew and believed that he was from God. Is he the Messiah? And if he is, what does it mean? I'm struck by the truth that Jesus frequently went off by himself to pray. He spent time with his Father. In this particular story, it says he sent his disciples ahead to the other side, and he sent the crowd away, which would be no small feat, because after the feeding of the 5,000, they wanted to make him their king. Who wouldn't want a king who can overthrow the enemies by his supernatural power, keep our bellies full, and guarantee our personal comfort? Sometimes that's how we approach God. So he sent them away because he was not going to be that kind of king. So why does he pray? In his humanness, perhaps he was weary and needed the encouragement of intimacy with his Father. Or maybe it was to talk through the details of his mission. Maybe the praying is not what he prayed about, but for whom was he praying? He was praying for his disciples as the great high priest, praying that they might understand, or that they have courage for the days ahead to endure the storms and follow him all the way to the cross. He was praying for them as he prays for us, that in a revelation from God and the Word of God, that faith would come alive and become strong. The storm that the disciples were trapped in was a tough one. It was the fourth watch of the night, which meant that it was about 5 a.m. They'd been straining at the oars for over 8 hours. Imagine their extreme fatigue. Their lower backs ached, their legs and arms exhausted, their hands blistered as they pulled on the oars. They were way off course, and the storm continued to howl mercilessly. It was dark, and the wind was contrary. The waves continued to hammer the hull of their little boat. Their boat was totally out of control in the storm. All of us can relate to the sense of panic, the sense of fear, the wondering if you would survive the night. They had witnessed Jesus calm the storm, but where was he now? The truth is, the story says Jesus saw them and came walking to them on the sea. It was a moment of supernatural intervention. The very source of their fear, the wind and waves of the storm, was the pathway Jesus used to come right to where they were. Initially, the disciples thought he was a ghost, a phantom. And it was more than just a little fear. It says that they shrieked in their screams of absolute terror. But the voice of Jesus calms them. Take courage, he calls. 8 times in the New Testament these words were spoken, and each time by Jesus himself. His voice says to us, wherever we are journeying, whatever the challenge, take courage. He also says, it is I. The literal words are ego e me, which is translated, I am. It's the same words that God gave as his name to Moses at the burning bush. I am who I am. I am all that you need me to be, Yahweh. It makes me think of that passage in Romans 8 where Paul writes, if God is for us, who could be against us? He who did not withhold his only Son, Jesus, but gave him for us all, will he not also with him freely give us all things that we need? In the same way that Moses, with the Israelites escaping in the Exodus, stood by the Red Sea, afraid because Pharaoh's army and chariots chased them from behind and the Red Sea blocked their path forward. Just as Jesus walked the waves to find a pathway to where they were, God used that which impeded the Israelites' progress, namely the Red Sea, as the very instrument for God to give them victory over Pharaoh. Jesus also said to the disciples, don't be afraid. Over 100 times in the scriptures, God speaks to us through his angels, through Jesus. Don't be afraid. I think of the power of the words in Psalm 23, where the psalmist writes, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Someone once said to me, listen carefully to what Jesus whispers to you in the dark. Sometimes it's hardest to trust God when we need to trust him most. Sometimes it's hardest to hear the voice of Jesus when we need to hear his promise the most. I'm reminded of a favorite passage in the Old Testament prophet Zephaniah, the 3rd chapter, which describes God as the Lord is a mighty warrior who fights for you. He holds you in his arms. He sings for joy over you, and he whispers to you in his love. The moment Jesus got into the boat, the wind subsided, the storm dissipated. But this rescue of Jesus in the storm was a moment for the disciples to be schooled by the Master in the development of their faith. The story in many ways shows us who Jesus is. In that storm, there's only 3 options of what Jesus could do. He could lift them out of the circumstances altogether, or he could change the circumstances themselves, or he could strengthen them with faith and courage to ride out the storm. I once heard a quote that said, sometimes Jesus calms the storm, but sometimes he lets the storm rage and calms his child. So in this story of Jesus walking on the water to where his disciples were trapped in their fear and in the circumstances of the storm, who do we discover Jesus to be? First, he is the high priest, praying for us, praying that God would give us comfort and courage by His presence, and a revelation of His word and promises so strong that we still believe, even in the storm. But Jesus is also the Son of God, the omniscient one who sees and knows all about us, understands our weakness and the circumstances of our moment, yet with compassion is compelled to act on our behalf. Who is Jesus? He is the Lord of creation, able to control the cosmos as He desires. Nothing can keep Jesus from coming to us. Nothing can hold Him back. Jesus is also the Messiah, the Anointed One, who does come to rescue us. And ultimately, He is the Messiah crucified on a cross to rescue us from our sin and raised from the dead to give us life forever with Him. Jesus is the great I Am. He is who we need Him to be. He is Emmanuel, God forever with us. The year was 1966. It was the fall, October. I was a boy in Belmont, Iowa, when a terrible storm destroyed the town of Belmont. A tornado flattened most of the homes in town. 6 people died, many people injured. It was a scene of chaos and disaster everywhere one looked. My father was the Lutheran pastor serving Trinity Lutheran in town, and he went around town checking in the rubble to see if people were okay. And he came to a little white house where an elderly couple who belonged to his church lived. They were homebound. She was blind, and he was in a wheelchair. When the storm began to rage, he encouraged her to go to the basement where she'd be safe, but she said no, she was going to stay right there with him. So they huddled together in their kitchen and prayed. The house, literally, in the midst of the storm, lifted off the foundation, levitating like a scene from Wizard of Oz, and then it came crashing down on the foundation again, cockeyed and crooked and off. When my father came to find them, they were both safe but shaken, and my father said he'll never forget the words that the husband spoke to him. Pastor, in the midst of the storm, when we lifted off the foundation, I had a sense of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a present help in time of trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, though the earth should change and the mountains slide into the depths of the sea. Be still and know that I am God. When the storms rage, we can turn to God. We can call upon Jesus to come to where we are and help us. But we can also trust that our lives are in His hands. Trust Jesus at all times, even in the darkness of the storm, for He is our Savior, our God, our Lord, and our friend. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, give us courage in the midst of the storm. Reassure us with Your presence. Open our ears to hear Your voice call our name. Give us courageous faith to ride out every storm and to believe that You are our Savior. Amen. Join me as we pray as Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's gospel message has helped reassure you that we are safe and secure as we rest in God's hands. Many of our listeners are not aware that Christian Crusaders must purchase its own radio airtime in order to broadcast our worship service every week. Please consider, if you're in a position to do so, sending a financial gift. In this way, you become a partner in carrying out our mission to proclaim Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and personal Savior to all who receive Him. God's blessings to each of you. Today's service is available to be read or can be heard anytime on the internet. Our website has many spiritual tools, including a daily devotion, Bible study helps, and a preview of the coming program. Visit us on the web at christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift to cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are pleased you chose to worship with us today, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Lee Loving, pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa, and associate speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 79th year of broadcasting biblical truths.